My name is Darrell Sage and I'm the Director of Strategy and Planning. I'm here tonight at Brookview School to bring staff's recommendations that are going forward to the board. Tonight we shared with the community that none of the schools will be closed and that we will be taking that recommendation forward. I believe that the community was well receiving of that information. There was a lot of good information that has come from the community, and I think what's the most important message is that during the whole ARC process, the community made a lot of statements of which staff have recognized, and we are coming back in support of what the community has stated all along. So we appreciate the effort from the community.
Hello, my name is Frans Bronckhorst. I was a member of this ARC, a parent of Gosford kids, and what I have heard here tonight, it really pleases me because the board has recognized that the demands of the parents were legitimate and have come to consider that the schools should stay open and, if possible, if there is money, be improved for the programs that are being given.
Yeah, my name is Rasai Shaka. I am an educator. I work in this community in Brookview Middle School as a teacher. This year I'm teaching grade 8, language and math, as well as media studies and drama. I've been attending the previous ARC meetings about school closures in this community, and I have had my share, you know, I've had words to say about what I think about closing the schools. Unfortunately, the options that were given did not allow for any other debate about what other actions that the board could have taken. And I believe that there was always some kind of omission of, you know, what was actually happening to the with the community. For example, tonight we heard that the subway that is coming into Jane and Finch came into the picture now, and that sort of changes things, you know. And if people knew about that before, I'm pretty sure their debate might have been a lot different. My thinking is that the board has decided to go with the status quo. In other words, no school closures. But to leave it at that is sad, because you're going to have a subway, which means a lot of people are going to need access. This community might indeed have an influx of people moving in to live beside the subway. There might be more buildings going up at York University, more homes, because of the subway line. And we have some tracts of land, available land, that developers might be eyeing on in the community. So a better plan, in my view, would have been to take maybe two schools that are close together, like Brookview and Shoreham, and turn these into a green space academy. An academy that would not only be there for people in Jane, students in Jane and Finch, but could at least attract other students from outside the community, which would somehow help to change the face that Jane and Finch has in the public's eye. This would also help to deal with the issue of declining enrollment that was perceived by the board, which is the reason for the ARC in the first place. I love this community, and I think that the government, the ministry, everyone needs to get together to show the children in this community that they care, because many of them feel that nobody does, and we need to do this for them. We need to build a better Jane and Finch, and that's just my view.
Hi, I'm Kay. I'm from this community, and concerning tonight's meeting, it's very interesting to see what suggestion is going to be taken seriously and how that is going to be worked out financially. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, my name is Naseeb Hussein, and I'm just a concerned resident here in the Jane and Finch corridor. And after the meeting, I'm quite thankful that our schools are going to be saved and all the programs and residents here will still have the same service that they had before. My concern here is that there will be no more additional funding or there is no information about additional funding going to be provided, so we're going to be stuck in the same situation that we were 2 years ago today. And where will this money come from? And will any surplus money from the sale of any of the lands actually benefit our community? Only time will tell, but you know, we have to wait it out, and hopefully we can work with the TDSB to get some something beneficial to our community, and hopefully we can get that soon. Thanks.
Why did the community, why did the board put the community through an ARC process that ended up in actually no change? I mean, couldn't you not have predicted that in the first place and just said, okay, let's skip over the Jane Finch area? It seems like, I mean, this was a cathartic process. We almost came to blows in this room. You know, we didn't. I mean, we were quite vocal in our opposition to it. For the community, it was cathartic. It was hard for the staff, certainly hard for the director. I mean, it seems like we went through all of this for nothing. I'm glad it ended up status quo, but I mean, still, it seems like somebody just wanted to see the whole community act up.
Let me respond to that. I know that there's a question there somewhere.
The question is, why are we going through?
In terms of the process, you can see how staff were recommending, or not recommending, but projecting, that this area will probably experience a decline in enrollment in terms of the boundaries that it currently has. And as a result, there will be about 500 empty seats. That provided an opportunity for the community to review that and see what kind of options were available. Options would be to consolidate. And if there was a consolidation, there's a possibility of reinvestment back into strengthening programs. So the community went through the process. I think it was a very healthy process to go through. The information hasn't changed, and yet the information could still change in the future. But it was a healthy exercise, and I think one of the key things that we want to reinforce is that there are those folks that may think that going into an ARC, that there is a preconceived solution. There is an option that is put on the table, but this is good evidence that the options that were put on the table, any options that related to closure, the community spoke very loudly and clearly about that, and as a result, the ARC representing the community reported back and said, we would like status quo, and staff.